These then are introductions to lessons 181 through 200. Listen. Our next few lessons make a special point of firming up your willingness to make your weak commitment strong, and your scattered goals blend into one intent. You're not asked for total dedication all the time as yet, but you are asked to practice now in order to attain the sense of peace such unified commitment will bestow, if only intermittently. It is experience that makes it sure that you will give your total willingness to following the way that the Course in Miracles sets forth. Our lessons now are geared specifically to widening horizons and direct approaches to the special blocks that keep your vision narrow and too limited to let you see the value of our goal. We are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. Words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation which their lifting brings, but the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless. And so we start our journey beyond words by concentrating first on what impedes your progress still. Experience of what exists beyond defensiveness remains beyond achievement while it is denied. It may be there, but you cannot accept its presence. So we now attempt to go past all defenses for a little while each day. No more than this is asked, because no more than this is needed. It will be enough to guarantee the rest will come. I have a memory of you.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed.
Just memory.
The world was in bloom. There were stars in the skies.
I've learned a lesson of a great anniversary that we're celebrating.
Even as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your child.
Here we go. Here comes my body form to represent a new future.
The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on.
Here we are. In lesson 193, that says very simply in 194 that I'm not going to depend on my old association, that I'm going to use it to let myself in a great anniversary of remembering you. For just a 40,000-year cycle within the idea of yourself. Suddenly I saw you.
Seemed to fade in blossoming dawn, the sun shone anew.
Here we are with a new reflection of light.
Linger on, could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find
thank you
that our love
for that memory
is unaltered by time.
It's good to see you again in the accomplishment of lesson 191. In 192, we discovered together that the action of the power of my mind could change entirely, not only in the time element of myself, are you ready, but in the place in which I appeared to be occupied. What I'm going to do initially with you now in the idea of lesson 193 is offer you a reason, all right, within the practice of a lesson that you have to learn. And I know all of you in your human concepts have ideas that somehow you are solving the problem within the idea of this space-time location. And what I'm offering you are my certainty that the lesson that you learn in our Course in Miracles show you that somewhere in time, between your idea of the concept of yourself, there's an alternative that lets you see that walking with you, and this is our expression in that, is a reflection of light that will make you very peaceful and very happy, because it allows you in the space-time location that you're in to suddenly just appear anywhere you want out in the universe. And when you appear out there, you may be momentarily surprised, you see. You might even be momentarily a little fearful, because suddenly it looks as though the condition that you're in is somehow different. The mind training of the idea of parallel universes, okay, this is the idea of the beginning of time. What it is an indication that we are aware within our cycle of time of an idea before time began and after it's over. And the practice of my mind is a power of a decision of light that will be brighter than the one I've been using. Okay. You listen with me a little bit to lesson 193 in the exercise of a notation of the reasonableness of a lesson that I can begin to practice continually in my mind, even though my eyes appear to be walking around in this slow frequency of light. Listen with me. These are lessons. God does not know learning, yet his will extends to what he does not understand. In that, he wills the happiness his son inherited of him be undisturbed, eternal and forever gaining scope, eternally expanding in the joy of full creation, and eternally open and wholly limitless in him. That is his will, and thus his will provides the means to guarantee that it is done. Listen. God sees no contradictions, yet his son believes he sees them. Thus he has a need for one who can correct his erring sight and give him vision that will lead him back to where perception ceases altogether. God does not perceive at all, yet it is he who gives the means by which perception is made true and beautiful enough to let the light of heaven shine upon it. It is he who answers what his son would contradict and keeps his sinlessness forever safe. Listen with me. These are the lessons God would have you learn. His will reflects them all and they reflect his loving kindness to the son he loves. Each lesson has a central thought, the same in all of them. The form alone is changed for different circumstances and events, with different characters and different themes, apparent but not real. They are the same in fundamental content, and it's this: forgive, and you will see differently. These are the words the Holy Spirit speaks in all your tribulations, all your pain, all your suffering, regardless of its form. These are the words with which temptation ends and guilt, abandon, is revered no more. These are the words which end the dream of sin and rid the mind of fear. These are the words by which salvation comes to all the world. Now, these are the idea that in this lesson, the power of your mind, which is continuous in decision that you're making about yourself, are always allowing you somewhere in time for an alternative. That alternative can be here and can be now in how you feel about yourself.
I'll be seeing you.
Thank you.
In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Remember how we came together. Reminisce a little bit with me. Look with me. I'm not trying to take your thoughts away from you. Showing you how you can think anew.
I'll find you in the morning sun,
in the manner in which you're thinking. Grievance against, who you determine is justifying all the pain and death that you felt, is actually in the same particulars of the dilemma of finding out who he is that you are. And in that moment of sharing an alternative, you can escape from the idea that he turns out to be. Look. Can be pre- present with me in Lesson 193 in the simple idea that the reflection of light that I'm getting when we came together into this sequence of time is undergoing constant changes in my mind, very simply because my mind is actually seeing the world that appears to be out there. Let's teach for just a moment, should we? There's a new world out there. Now, those of you who have decided to at least entertain within the idea that what you call Homo sapiens, what you call the idea of the reflection of light of you, has closed down for you in that moment of darkness that you maintain, the possibility that you can escape from this space-time and find the universe out there. Listen with me. This augments the idea of a future that will be unlike your past, but it remains Lesson 193. Listen with me. The only thing in all the universe that does not know what it is an apparent objective condition that is called a human being. This condition is momentarily and completely transient. It is a unique manifestation of an impossible correlation of a temporal spatial awareness with the being of eternal reality. Listen, the world is nothing in itself. Your mind must give it meaning. And what you behold upon it are your wishes acted out so you can look on them and think them real. Perhaps you think you did not make the world, but came unwillingly to what was made already, hardly waiting for your thoughts to give it meaning. Listen, yet in truth, you found exactly what you looked for when you came. Look, this world was over a long time ago. The thoughts that make it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. This miracle of Lesson 193 and 194 shows that the past is gone, and what is truly gone has no effects, because remembering a cause can but produce illusion of its presence, not effects. Look, you think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon you saw but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind, because uncertainty was brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it in your heart as if it's still there. Look, such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again. It's a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Look, time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so is all time past and everything exactly as it was before the way to nothingness was made. That's the certainty that I'm offering you in 193. What it says very simply is the manner in which you are organizing yourself are giving you reflection of light in which, not knowing who you are or why you're here, you cannot not be in a position, and let's use the term, of fear. Now, the manner in which the mind training is directing you is the complete idea that the alternative that is contained within you are the practice of your mind, that the idea of who you think you are in this body form is not who you are. I'm a teacher of a new idea that it's possible for you, perhaps I should suggest that, to have another thought, another, say, manner of thinking about who you are. Because certainly there's no doubt that you're thinking about yourself within terms of what you want to see in Lesson 193, that this world out there is causing all this pain, all this loneliness, and all this death that you're experiencing. You listen with me. All of it is only in your mind. Fortunately, in the mind training, you have decided that there must be something else that you can see. And each time you acknowledge the possibility of the relief that you feel within your body for a relation that's available to you. Listen to me a little more now from Lesson 193. Forgive, and you will see differently. Shall we not learn to say these words when we are tempted to believe that pain is real and death becomes our choice instead of life? Shall we not learn to say these words when we have understood their power to release all minds from bondage? These are words which give you power over all events that seem to have been given power over you. You see them rightly when you hold these words in full awareness, and do not forget these words apply to everything you see or any brother who is looking at you amiss. And the words are, forgive and you will see differently. Listen, how can you tell when you are seeing wrong or someone else is failing to perceive the lesson he should learn? Does pain seem real in the perception? If it does, be sure the lesson is not learned, and there remains an unforgiveness hiding in the mind that sees the pain through eyes the mind directs. God would not have you suffer thus. He would help you forgive yourself. His son does not remember who he is, and God would have him not forget his love and all the gifts his love brings with it. Would you now renounce your own salvation? Would you fail to learn the simple lesson heaven's teacher sets before you, that all pain may disappear and God may be remembered by his son? Listen, we will attempt today to overcome 1,000 seeming obstacles to peace in just one day, in just one moment. Let mercy come to you more quickly. Do not try to hold it off another day, another minute, another instant, because time was made for this. Use it today for what its purpose is. Morning and night, devote the entirety of the idea that there's an alternative within your mind. Now, actually what we've done with you, thank you for the beauty of that within the idea that we're going to leave you for a moment and then we're going to come back perhaps and attempt to teach the idea that the time itself lasted but for a moment, and that the lesson will say, don't plan for the future. One of the most difficult ideas that you entertain with me is what you term an advanced teacher, is that you're using your past reference in the grievance that you're holding against me right now. Because the concept of yourself as being a member of this idea of the fabric of light with the whole universe that's out there was the moment in which you came in to the space-time location in which you're trapped. You're trapped in the concept of yourself, and everything that you see simply reflects your determination to find the solution within your mind, even though you know perfectly well that the fear of what's going on out in the universe is contained within you and your consciousness of yourself, and that you're using the power of a single reality in which my mind is now entering into your mind to show you that our minds together represent the whole universe and not this little procedure of self-concept that has made us believe that I'm a body form. That the reflection of light that you got from me was a new cycle that has shortened the distance so that the new memories of you, all right, that you brought with you when you came into this, in the lesson we're about to do, okay, you've decided not to project or plan for the future. You've decided when you got up this morning, this is one of our common practice, today, well lived. Will be everything that I could ever hope for in the idea that God is, and in my love for Him, will be the memory of my love for you. And in our sharing of that love, we discover that this time cycle was corrected, and that in fact this world was over and gone a long time ago. And it's gone right here. And right now, right here, and right now.
Kiss me, my sweet. It's the lovely.
place the future in the hands of God. Nothing but love. And if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Listen to me. Moments to share with someone you care for. One love affair for two. Thank you. 'Cause I've got time on my hands, and you in my heart, and nothing but love in you. Thank you. I want to say to you that you and I have had time on our hands together, and in lesson 194, we're going to learn to place the future of what's going to happen within our mind in the hands of God. In fact, what we're actually saying is that if I can in any moment not insist on bringing with me the memories that I have in regard to what I'm saying, it's possible for me to change the event of what I had planned to bring with me. Let's look at it together. Shall I teach about myself for a minute? I'm the 80-year-old reflection of light that can remember vividly, I'll practice with 1946, that can remember vividly with you 2006, which is 60 years ago, very simply because the memories that I'm bringing with me can only be memories that are going on here and now. Now, what happens in my body formulation? If I insist that I'm going to be this body, I will get old and I will get sick and I will die within that little frequency of that 80 years. But you listen with me. The revision of myself and the idea of healing the sick and raising the dead are nothing but my attempts to share with you. It was a new power of light in which you decided that whatever the future was, it will be different because you will think differently about the organization of your mind. Now, that may cause you a moment of fear. Don't worry about that. The idea of fear are what you are constantly correcting in the idea that I'm this 80-year-old body. When you share with me the love that we're feeling for each other in meeting somewhere else in space-time, the voice that spoke to me said very simply, when I am fearful, when I'm in a space-time, I don't actually exist at all. That all I'm really doing is offering the certainty that the concept that I hold about myself is the falsity of what I am. Yet if I hold this concept, I have to place it into a future reference. Now, that does not mean that conceptually I will not plan to be here to meet you tomorrow, or 1,000 years from now, or 5,000 years from now. But it does include the idea that any moment that I am within this idea of the holograph of images of light can contain the entirety of the universe in infinite variety of everything that happened before and intends to happen in the future. Listen, 194, will you listen? That I'm going to place the future in the hands of God. Today's idea takes another step toward quick salvation, and a giant stride it is indeed. So great the distance is that it encompasses, that it sets you down just short of heaven itself, with the goal in sight and obstacles behind. Your foot has reached the lawns that welcome you to heaven's gate, the quiet place of peace, where you await with certainty the final step of God. How far are we progressing now from Earth? How close are we approaching to our goal? How short the journey still to be pursued? Accept today's idea, and you have passed all anxiety and all pits of hell and all blackness of depression and thoughts of sin and devastation brought about by guilt. Accept the day's idea, and you have released the world from all imprisonment by loosening the heavy chains that locked the door to freedom on it. You are saved, and your salvation thus becomes the gift you give the world because you have received. Listen, in no one instant is depression felt or pain experienced or loss perceived at all. In no one instant sorrow can be set upon a throne and worshiped faithfully. In no one instant one even dies. And so each instant given unto God in passing, with the next one given Him already, is the time of your release from sadness, from pain, and even death itself. Very simply, because God is holding out the future of yourself in the idea that you're going to accept a little song that I want you to listen with me. They asked me to offer this to you because you brought a new kind of love to me. Here we go.
Sweet one, fairer than the flower, never will I meet one sweeter than you. Would you turn away or could you really learn to care if I never dare to say I love you? If the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
I love it. I love it, guys.
That man brought me dreams of you.
Why not?
I want to sleep my whole life through. Oh, you brought a new kind of love.
Merci.
To me.
Beaucoup.
I know that you're the queen and I'm the slave, and yet you will understand that underneath it all, you're a maid. And I am only a man.
Here we are.
I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home.
I finally met you.
Oh, you brought a new kind of love to me.
I've been looking all over for you.
If the nightingale could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. You brought a new kind of love to me. If the Sandman brought me dreams of you.
Sure.
I want to.
Suddenly,
my whole life through,
I have a new memory.
You brought a new kind of
love you.
To me. Oh, I know. I know that you're the queen. and I'm the slave. And yet, you will understand that underneath it all, you're a man, and I'm only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through. If I could hurry home to you,
here we are.
For you brought a new kind of love to me.
If I don't get a chance, in the idea of the Course in Miracles, may I say how much I appreciate and thank you for entertaining with me the ideas that the concept of your mind can contain all there is in the universe. It comes with a simple admission, there isn't anything out there. And in the lesson for today, if I decide with you that there's another light factor that I can say, it remains a storyline within my mind. Are you ready? You're the one I've been looking for. Are you in my mind? Yes. Did you appear for that moment to be outside of me? Yes. Did I practice the idea of forgiveness within my mind? Sure. I suddenly met, and now I'm speaking from deep experience here now, is this 80-year-old body, a formulation of an enemy that I have learned in the practice of myself, listen, that we share a common goal, and that that common goal is escape from this idea of space-time that's entrapped us. You see, it's not going to be real. Listen with me just a little bit more about the idea of the energy that you use as a Homo sapien, as the idea of self-awareness that is simply not true. Listen. As you look with open eyes upon your world, it must occur to you that you have withdrawn into insanity. You see what is not there, and you hear what makes no sound, and your manifestations of emotions are the opposite of what the emotions are. You communicate with no one, and you are as isolated from reality as if you were alone in all the universe. In your madness, you overlook reality completely, and you see only your own split mind everywhere that you look. Listen. At no single moment does your body actually exist at all. It is always remembered or anticipated, but never experienced just here and now, because you keep planning for the future. Only its past and future seem real, and each one peoples his world with figures from his individual past, and it is because of this that private worlds do differ. It is through these strange and shadowy figures that the insane relate to their insane world, for they see only those who remind them of these images, and it is to them that they relate. Thus, do they communicate with those who are not there, and it is they who answer them, and no one hears their answers save him who called upon them, and he alone believes that they answered him. Here you go. The world you see has nothing to do with reality. It is of your own making, and it does not exist. And this is what you have come to know in the idea that finding a new location in space-time, in the practice of the principles of Lesson 194, have allowed you to enter in to this idea of an arrangement with me where my mind, in the new brightness that you experience, okay, is different in the manner in which I am thinking of myself. Now, we all love to acknowledge the idea of a single source of reality, and certainly that's true. Yet as we organize it within our own mind, it becomes the splitness of our mind in past and future relationship that doesn't allow us to see the immediacy and the here and now that we're going to look at in lesson 194. Listen with me about the idea that when you came into this arrangement, you allowed for an increase in frequency of the amount of time in which you intend to spend here, even to the idea that you've decided to leave, okay? As soon as 194 is over. At the most, you'll stay in the Course in Miracles coming from outside of time to the lesson. And it's going to say to you very simply, I'm not actually the body reflection that I'm getting. The whole universe is waiting for my awakening. Listen. God holds your future as he holds your past and present. They are one to him, and so they should be one to you. Yet in this world, the temporal progression still seems real, and so you're not asked to understand the lack of sequence found in time. You are but asked to let the future go and place it in God's hands. And you will see by your experience that you have laid the past and present in his hands as well, because the past will punish you no more, and future dread will now be meaningless. Listen with me, release the future, for the past is gone, and what is present, freed from its bequest of grief and misery, of pain and loss, becomes the instant in which time escapes the bondage of illusion, where it runs its pitiless, inevitable course. Then is each instant, which was slave to time, transformed into a holy instant, where the light that was kept hidden in God's Son is freed to bless the world. And now is he free, and all his glory shines upon the world, made free with him to share his holiness. And that's the lesson we learn today. What worry can beset the one who gives his future to the loving hands of God? What can he suffer? What can cause him pain or bring experiences of loss to him? What can he fear? And what can he regard except with love? For he who has escaped all fear of future pain has found his way to present peace and certainty of care that the world can never threaten. He is sure that his perception may be faulty, but will never lack correction. He is free to choose again when he has been deceived, and to change his mind when he has been mistaken. Here we are in the idea that we have arrived at this conclusion within our mind. Yes, we have 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in which, if we choose, we can take all of the past and let it come in to the here and the now, in which we understand that the place we were really looking for is right here, in this world, in this place. I'm glad you're here with me. At this time, and in this place.
The bird with feathers of blue.
Ha!
Is waiting for you.
Tell me where.
Back in your own backyard. You'll see your castle in Spain.
Tell me.
Through your window pane.
Tell me where it is.
Back in your own backyard.
This is all about this lesson.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come.
Ha!
Weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies.
Feel that light.
Right under your arm.
This is the light that I've been saving, especially for you. Here we go. All of the ideas of the memories that you brought with you are going to be present with you in this idea of what you want to think about yourself in the recognition that the time and place are going to be here right now. Listen.
Oh, you can go to the east, go to the west. Someday you'll come, weary at heart, back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your
right here and now is when you can be happy. Because now is the only time there is. And this place is the only place that there is in the idea of lesson 194. Is that what it is? Listen. Now are we saved indeed? For in God's hands we rest untroubled. Sure that only good can come to us. If we forget, we will be gently reassured. If we accept an unforgiving thought, it will be soon replaced by love's reflection. And if we are tempted to attack, we will appeal to Him who guards our rest to make the choice for us that leaves temptation far behind. And no longer is the world our enemy, for we have chosen that it be our friend. For we have chosen that this cycle of time, in the miracle that has reached a progressive point within your own mind, and now I'm speaking directly to you, that you and I have recognized a complete alternative that was always available to us, since the idea of a single alternative in all the universe is actually what we are. And that while you've been split in your ideas of a location in space-time, and I've been split in the idea, we can share moments of how I'm feeling now in my mission with you by the simple admission that above all else, see something new in the idea that I have about myself. And this is why I'm in the mind training of A Course in Miracles, in the idea that we've now accomplished 191, 192, 193, and 194, and that we will be completing through 200 the idea of a new factor of yourself that allows you to see that you left this place a long time ago, and that by invitation you have agreed with me to come back into the circumstances of light, in the idea that the voice that has spoken to you in your concept, you are no longer rejecting, but are entertaining the certainty that in fact you did leave this world, and that at the moment of the new parameter of yourself, you saw very clearly that you had escaped the dark form of the bondage of time that had held you. And that the love that I'm feeling for you are the great relief that we're sharing together. That indeed, the miracle of a revision of ourself has happened in our dream sequence together. In our sequence of dream, together, together, in the idea of the here and the now, of the here.